Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer, another experience. Each week we get together here at this time and through our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to discuss the issues, the events, the people, things that matter in terms of small farms. The American Family Farmer is connected to family farms, to the food supply, and to the families that are responsible, I guess in a manner of speaking, for getting the farms to work, and the families that support us on our farms. I'm Doug Steffen. Later on in this hour, we're going to talk to Tara Lynn, who is from Wonderfield Farm. She is a yoga teacher. She's got a very interesting overview of what ought to happen on the farm. So we'll get to that, some ideas. Hopefully that'll help you. That's what we're really trying to do, to get you to be able to sustain the life on the farm, the work on the farm, that sort of thing. One of the big beefs I've had in the last year or so has been the focus on the right to repair. Joe Biden, the president, has been very vocal about trying to break up some of these huge companies. John Deere is out of control, as far as I'm concerned. And people can say, well, you've never liked green tractors. And that's true. I've never liked them. I've had a couple of John Deeres, and I don't like them. I never did. A lot of people do. They're the most popular tractor in America. And because of that, the people running John Deere are taking advantage of a couple of different, but mostly the end user, the farmer, that can't get his machine repaired unless it's an extraordinary amount of money. The John Deere now approach to things is to have regional ownership. I can see one example of it here in the Northeast where I am. One company has bought up every single John Deere dealership in New York State and New England. Ag, and I think it's called National Ag and Turf, which is, as it turns out, a subsidiary of John Deere itself. I know someone who told me last week that he was bought out. He had a John Deere dealership in his family for like 50, 60 years. And they came to him and said, you have to sell out. And he said, I don't want to sell out. And they said, well, you are going to sell out because we don't want to do business with you anymore. For whatever the reason, they didn't like how many tractors he sold. So this company comes in called Ag and Turf. They give him a check for half of what they agreed to. And the other half came directly from John Deere. So if you don't think that's John Deere taking over its dealerships, then I don't know how you're thinking, but it's just another nail in the coffin, it seems to me, for people who want to be able to use John Deere tractors, but they can't. The prices of them and the way they get fixed or don't get fixed. So this week, the National Farmers Union has filed a lawsuit against John Deere over the right to repair. This is something that's been coming. The official antitrust complaint against Deere and Company and their repair restrictions, this has been filed with the Federal Trade Commission. And as a result of that, the government folks who are responsible for this has told the NFU, the National Farmers Union, that they're looking into. They've been strongly supportive of farmers who want to be allowed to fix their equipment on their own. After all, if you own it, you ought to be able to fix it, right? But the market is being monopolized by equipment manufacturers like John Deere, the right to repair, ensuring that farmers and mechanics have access to the parts, the tools, the equipment they need to fix the tractors. The FTC has enforcement powers, can move quicker than if they went through the courts themselves. That's why they filed it with the Federal Trade Commission. What they could do is order John Deere to cease and desist or to get an injunction from the federal court prohibiting John Deere from continuing to restrict repairs. And then if Deere doesn't comply, then they fine them, monetary penalties. There's a survey that I saw this week also on behalf of farmers that found 95% of farmers support right to repair, and more than 90% believe that they could save money by fixing their own equipment. Duh! Don't we all do that? I have Internationals, and I have Massey Ferguson's, and we fix them all. I've got, I have one tractor split in my barn to put a new clutch, pressure plate, throw a bearing in it. I have a tractor in the barn that we're fixing that needs a new power steering piston and a new fuel pump. That's a Massey. I have a Massey 1100 that we're putting a new injector pump in. Let's see, what else have I got apart in the shop? Well, there's a Farmall M we're putting brakes on. And we're doing it all ourselves. I don't need it. Just order the parts from various suppliers, and that's the end of the story. The people in Iowa, for example, who were surveyed on this, the Missouri Farmers Union, actually, I'm looking at a number of members. The National Farmers Union has state organizations in all 50 of our states. So the Iowa Farmers Union, the Missouri Farmers Union, the Nebraska Farmers Union, Ohio Farmers Union, Wisconsin Farmers Union, the Farm Action Fund, and the Illinois Public Interest Research Group are among the petitioners who've signed on to this complaint. I think farmers everywhere should be signing on. I think that this is an outrage. It is beyond time for John Deere to be put in their place. And I'll be thanked for having done this by having stations complain to me that John Deere's a big advertiser, and how dare I do this. I told you last week I was thrown off of a station that was upset with me because of what I say about John Deere and what I say about Monsanto, because two of the big advertisers on this station in Iowa, their biggest sponsors are the John Deere dealer and the local fertilizer dealer that deals in all of the Monsanto products. So I get tossed, but that's the way it is. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop talking about this stuff. I'm sad that that's kind of the way people think, but apparently that is how people think. So at any rate, there's also something that I want to spend some time on, as I have time, that's aimed at family farmers whose operation is in jeopardy because of things that you don't see or you don't do on your farm. In the meantime, Tara Lynn is going to join us in a few minutes here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in shape, how to keep yourself working. We're getting closer and closer to that time. Spring's around the corner, and a lot of places, especially down the Mid-South, if you go down to Florida, well, they don't really ever have unseasonal times. But you get into the Carolinas and that area, actually from Washington, D.C. and Virginia down, planting's already beginning, plowing is going on, farmers are getting back at it. Hopefully over the course of the winter, you didn't gain a lot of weight. If you did, then the solution is to get to work, lose the weight, and then to please yourself. You don't have to please other people. Please yourself. You're interested in living a long, happy, fruitful life, right? The problem is once you've lost the weight, you have a hard time keeping it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calotren. Calitrin works with your body naturally. It's the only thing around that's all natural that is aimed at healthy weight loss and, more importantly, keeping the weight off. They don't recommend, well, isn't it they don't recommend? They don't tell you that you should be on it forever. They tell you 90 days will get you started losing. Another 90 days will help you keep the weight off. I've been on Calitrin since they started advertising on my programs five and a half or more years ago. And I find that it helps me keep my weight in check. And that's the way it'll work for you, too. So once you do all the work of losing the weight, then take Calitrin to help you keep it off. Plus, gives you your joints. The ingredients are really good for your joints when you're moving around fast. Good for your to relax your body so you go to sleep and get that good night's rest. All of that's important. You can check it all out. A lot of details are at their website, toploss.com. If you decide that you want to order, there are some really good deals if you use the DJV code, not only on shipping, but on the price and the number of units you can buy. So support yourself, support people that you care about, get on that weight train, lose it, and then keep it off with Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Get all the benefits of having used the DJV code when you check out.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Back at the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Tara Lynn, who is from Wonderfield Farm and Grove. So right away, I like this because I like the way that name falls off of my lips. Wonderfield Farm. It's wonderful to have one. Okay, so who came up with the name, Tara?
There you go. You're getting all the puns right away.
Right.
So the name was actually inspired by my family. I remember the specific moment. You know, I can get into the story of how we came across this land later, but, you know, we had this project and we kind of just sat together and just mused on what we want to call it. And my little sister, who has gotten into agriculture in the past years, I believe she had spent some time or knew of a farm called Wonderfield or something Fields, and she just felt so inspired by that place and kind of wanted to loop it in with what we're creating. So
I'm surprised that she didn't go back to the Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever, from one of the Beatles songs, so you could have Wonderful Fields Forever. Maybe not.
I like that. But maybe I'm dating myself, and she's probably a little too young to love the Beatles. But who doesn't love the Beatles?
That's right, exactly. Yeah. You have to teach her some of the finer things in life, like being on the farm. So you are a farm kid, then. Can I assume that from the way you're telling the story?
I am now, I guess. But my family history does not come from the farms. We're actually sea people.
You're sea people?
Yes. We come from the Gulf Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and my family are actually old fishermen. So we've been in Florida since the 20s and come from a long line of fishermen. But that's actually how we came across this property. So the previous owners were old, longtime Floral City citrus farmers here in Florida.
Yeah.
And they actually fished with my family for generations. And when that family, the Baines, put the property for sale, he wanted my dad to buy it because of the family history.
Right. Well, I will tell you, and I think we ought to get into this a little bit, there are a lot of people who now put fishing and farming into the same category, including a lot of banks. So let's talk about that and see what we have in common here, those of us who are land farmers with those who are sea farmers. That comes up as we continue here. Tara Lynn from Wonderfield Farm and Grove in Florida, here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Moving back into our weekly conversation on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here for small farmers, small family farmers, and we have a good example of another great family farm move, starting with the connection between fishing and farming. I don't know why, or maybe it's just me, that didn't make the connection until I borrowed money from Farm Credit East. And going through the programs that they have in New England, they were loaning as much money to fishermen as they were to farmers. And then I went, duh, okay, so that makes a whole lot of sense because fishing is basically farming in the ocean. At least that's the way I look at it. Some people say, you know, it's a way of aquaculture. It's not hydroponic aquaculture, but it's not a stretch. Anyway, so you put the two things together. And what do you have? Does the family still fish, or are they just farming on the land?
Definitely. We have a strong presence in the Gulf of Mexico. My family owns and operates Hubbard's Marina, so we're definitely still active there. And my dad's more involved in the farm now, so we kind of switched gears, and now we're land fishermen, I guess. We focus on recreational fishing, and I totally could see how the commercial fishing sector would be very parallel to the agriculture sector. But we actually brought that recreation kind of attitude in the tourism element to our farm project here at Wonderfield Farm and Grove, where, you know, we have the citrus groves. We've been planting a lot of fruit trees and interesting stuff on site, but we've also tapped into the agritourism business model here. So we have a few rentals on site where we can invite people to come and stay and play and get a taste of what, you know, having a farm looks like, and giving people the chance to pick fruit right from the tree is something that we're really passionate about. So
well, let's have fun
at the end of the day.
Yeah, but that's the way a lot of farming is going. Mixing agritourism, I see it more up in the Northeast because of apple time, although a couple of my friends that have produce, I'm a dairy guy, so I don't, it's not quite the same thing, but the fruits and vegetables that people can come and pick, now that's very, from Labor Day until Thanksgiving kind of, it's all over the place up here, but what you have is a year-round ability, if I understand the fruit business. The you've got a lot of oranges, but you said you had other things, other interesting things. What else do you grow there at Wonderfield Farm and Grove besides oranges?
So we inherited the property as an orange grove. So it was a retired orange grove, and we've been working on rehabilitating the healthy areas, which we have found were primarily interplanted or close to the oak trees. And there's a lot of research about why that is, and we're still trying to figure it out ourselves. But our healthy citrus trees happen to be basically under the canopy of the oaks. So we focused on those areas, and we've been really kind of experimenting because we are technically zone 9A, and we're planting mangoes and avocados and guavas and lots of things that maybe some would say that's dangerous to plant in this area. But we have a really special...
Why would it be dangerous to plant those things? Those sound like warm weather products, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But technically where we are, we're in central, kind of near Crystal River, Inverness area, Brooksville. It can freeze. So we just had a hard freeze a few weeks ago.
There you go.
We have a really special climate because of the, we have actually our backyard is a, is a 10,000-acre nature preserve. It's a swamp, and we're surrounded by a spring-fed canal. So that actually warms our property, so we get to plant some of these exciting tropicals here.
Yeah. All right, so I want to know, we'll continue in a few moments, how you being a yoga teacher plays into what you offer in the agritourism department. If there is a connection, we'll find out about it. Great ideas for perhaps your farm, depending on where it is. That's what we have here weekly on the American Family Farmer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
The proposal would require congressional approval.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is banning the import of seafood, spirits, and diamonds from Russia. This means no more caviar and vodka from that country because of the Ukrainian invasion.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States.
The president added that the United States will be going after Russian oligarchs who support Vladimir Putin. Fighting continued to rage northwest of Kyiv, with the bulk of Russian ground forces 16 miles from the center of the Ukrainian capital, while several other cities were encircled under heavy shelling. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Arina Vereshchuk said she hoped that several humanitarian corridors would open for thousands of residents in the bombarded cities. So far, the fighting has created more than 2 million refugees. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, said the company plans to ask the FDA about the need for a fourth COVID-19 shot. He cited data showing that vaccine protection wanes against Omicron after only 3 or 4 months. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Moving back into our second half hour, about 34 after the hour, on the American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation of Stefan Multimedia. I guess that's named after me, or I'm named after it. This is a labor of love for me, talking about farming with farmers around the country every week, trying to come up with ideas, suggestions, help for people who are on family farms, having a tough time. One of the things that I was talking about before you came on, Tara, was people noticing the blind spots in the operation. There are more and more family farms that are going bankrupt. Most of that is caused by the big ag interests pushing the small farmers out so they can control the market, the land, that sort of thing. But there also is a focus on management now. I'm probably not a great person to be speaking about this because I was never, I'm not a manager per se. I'm passionate about being on the farm. It's kind of the way I run my other businesses as well. My farm business, my new development business, but I have to be more focused than I used to be because it's just, there are too many holes you can step into. Unfortunately, a lot of family farms are having impact because of COVID, because of not being able, there are a lot of farms that have done much better in COVID because of the obvious people running out of food and they want to know where it is and what do we do. And so that's been happening, but I wonder how where you are down in that neck of the woods in Florida, you're near St. Petersburg, sort of on the hook of Florida, mm-hmm. on the west side. What sort of, when you look at the treachery that's out there, because it is, what things concern you or do you guard against that perhaps maybe the ideas or the experiences you've had will explain or help get other people out of that same problem. We all have more or less the same problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been quite lucky here in Florida. COVID was definitely, it helped a lot of businesses here, especially ones that were outdoors or had focuses on health and wellness. And that was definitely what we played into. Obviously, we are a farm, but we're also a recreational space. We have overnight accommodations, and a lot of people were seeking to get out. So we definitely played into that. And for us, we focus on agriculture. We want to feed ourselves. We want to feed our families, and we want to feed our friends. But our revenue model right now is really in the tourism sector with the overnight rentals. We have events here regularly. Yeah. So having that diversified income has been really advantageous for us, and I'm sure we all saw this through COVID, and tapping into these tourism dollars here in Florida. But there's tons that's on the horizon, and we never know, as we've all seen, what's going to come next. But resiliency is key, and that's really our focus here on what we're trying to develop and create.
Now, you're a yoga teacher. As we say here in New England, you're a yoga teacher. You have been involved, it would seem, in yoga for quite a while. I can understand. I'm looking at a picture of you and your husband. It doesn't look like he does yoga, but it looks like you do. So.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that?
Yeah, that actually, the yoga is actually what, interestingly enough, drew me to the space. So it was a family property. Like I mentioned earlier, my family had bought it from an old family friend. And I actually started hosting yoga retreats here. And it's pretty serendipitous because the first event that I ended up hosting here was kind of an accident. My targeted event venue canceled on me. So I basically had to switch gears and pivot and try to find another place quick. And I thought, hey, let me host a nature retreat at my family's farm. And that really kind of grew the interest to develop that tourism element of this space and start inviting people to come enjoy, because I got to have that experience of hosting this yoga wellness retreat. Mm-hmm. And the experience of the people who attended there blew my mind. I mean, people, I get chills every time I talk about it. Yeah. The land is really special. It is a farm, but we are adjacent to this 10,000 acre nature preserve on the Big Green Swamp. We have ancient oaks here. It's just so beautiful. And also the interaction with the food, you know, people really are drawn to getting that connection with nature and where our food comes from, you know, just witnessing someone take a fruit off the tree for the first time is probably one of my favorite experiences. It's so beautiful. So I kind of joke about, you know, I am a yoga teacher, but these nature wellness retreats, I don't really have to do the work. Mother Nature does the work, and it's just so powerful to see that unfold here.
You know, you're reminding me, I don't know if you went to my website, the farm website. I remind people from time to time who want to check me out to find out if I'm real or not. Eastleigh Farm, EASTLEIGH, EastleighFarm.com. We're in the process of developing an agri-hood around a farm property that's near to my farm, and it will incorporate many of the things that you're talking about here, because it is what people want. They want to be able to go to a farm to perhaps retreat, maybe the horse riding. We have, in addition to the two farms, a couple of hundred acres, we have 880 acres that abut the farm. That's all, it's all land that's been preserved. It's a state park, and there's some local folks that are doing preservation as well. So it gives the same feel as you're suggesting. There's no development around us. Well, it's a suburban community, and there is development. But when you get to the farms, you can easily see how we can branch off into the trails, whether it's walking, riding a horse, whether it's doing the activities. You've inspired me a little bit, because I haven't thought about doing yoga, but now I am, because we have a great big 8-bedroom sort of house that'll be the clubhouse. And, you know, those people can stay there, and then they can go do the stuff that you're suggesting. So you're an inspiration. Congratulations, too, by the way, for thinking out of the box, which is what we all have to kind of think out of the box. So anyway, now, The business of immersing people into agritourism, you said something that really captured me, using the phrase, people who pick an orange for the first time. And I thought, okay, what about people who pick a raspberry for the first time or pick a carrot out of the ground for the first time? It's got a, you know, it's the same kind of thing. So those of you who are wondering, you know, some people don't like to have folks on the farm, but it is the way it's going. Especially, you know, smaller, mid-sized produce farms. And it's good. Dairy, it can be good on the dairy farm, too, if we can keep enough dairy farmers going that don't have to have 2,000 cows. Then we're kind of in good shape. All right, I want to spend some more time talking about some of the other specifics of your project as we move along here. Hold on just a second. Tara Lynn Hubbard is with us. She runs with her husband Wonderfield Farm and Grove down in, I suppose, suburban St. Petersburg. I don't know if that's appropriate, but in that neck of the woods. The reminder now from Doug Steffen, aimed at farmers, aimed at everybody who's listening, that's not getting a good night's rest. Shame on you. Bad. Bad for business, bad for health, just bad. There's no reason for you to get a bad night's rest, especially when it's so simple to get a completely new sleep system for your bedroom. Maybe you want to do this for every bedroom in your house. The MyPillow folks have got a mattress that is quilted. It has support foam. It has high-density firm foam. It has encased coils. You can see all of it described in detail on the MyPillow catalog at MyPillow.com. So now they're offering the opportunity for you to save 30% on the mattresses, and they come, by the way, with a set of Giza Dream sheets, a couple of MyPillows. There's low monthly financing available. So help yourself. And by the way, I'm looking at all of the sheet deals. 2-for-1 low price, free shipping using the promo code DJV. Grab some of their slippers, grab some of the couch cushions, grab some of the towels. There's all kinds of stuff. Kind of fun to peruse the MyPillow catalog. They want to give back to you as customers and friends. So great discounts right now on pillows themselves. Like it's 65% off right now using the DJV code on the simple MyPillow pillows. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV for all of the offers. Promo code DJV for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Let's get back with Tara Lynn. You like Tara Lynn versus Tara Lynn Hubbard? I suppose it's either or, right? People don't call you Tara Hubbard.
Either or. Yeah. Well, they can call me anything.
Right. Exactly. As long as you come and have some fun, spend a couple of bucks, keep the farm going. So what sort of is moving forward? You've got all of these ideas. What do you do beside you had brought in some new things for trees? Do you have regular sort of what we call truck farming here? Do you grow vegetables and that sort of thing, or is it all basically tree-oriented farming?
Right now, we're pretty tree-oriented. So we have a mix. You know, we've been learning a lot. As I said, we came from the seed. This farming business is really new for us, so it's been a huge learning curve, and we've had a lot of amazing help. I was drawn to the ethics of permaculture. I love regenerative agriculture, you know, focus on sustainability, working with
right.
nature.
Yep.
So we had a great team here in Florida called, they're called Green Dreams. They helped us design our original farm plan, which was essential. Mm. So huge to have that help and insight, especially get the big picture so you feel a little bit more confident to you know, wake up in the morning and start projects day by day, step by step.
Yeah.
And we've been focusing a lot on the permaculture practices, a lot of interplanting. We focus on our zones. So how we started was basically with a small garden in quote unquote zone one, which is the area that's, you know, closest to the house, that's regularly seen and managed, makes it a little more simple to start. And then we've started interplanting our existing groves, rehabilitating those trees,
yeah.
planting some that weren't there before. Like I mentioned, we noticed what was healthy and we kind of worked with it. So all we're right. doing our best to work with nature and just create abundance that way.
We have a little bit of time left. I have a couple of quick questions. People and CSAs, we know that there are, you can come to the farm and pick, you go to farmers markets. And what about CSAs for your farm?
We haven't yet developed the CSA model. Again, we are just kind of starting out, to be quite honest. It's only been about 3 years since we've been here, really yeah. heavily invested in planting and growing. We have those existing citrus groves that we've been, you know, working with, and we are starting to get a little bit of harvest from the things that we've been planting. But as far as CSA, not in the position yet to fully develop that, but it's definitely not ruled out for the future. We'd love to develop that for our local communities, and we're about an hour and a half north of the Tampa Bay metropolitan area, and we have a great strategic partner that helps us go to market. So we have a guy with Florida Fruit Co-op. He takes our fruits from Wonderfield Farm and Grove and goes down to market every weekend yeah. in St. Pete, Florida. So
yeah, that
helps
makes
us out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's yeah. me ought to be working together anyway. That makes good sense, Frank. I think a lot of Southern California farmers are doing the same thing. We haven't quite figured it out here. I'm in charge of our new, we want to revitalize our farmers market here in the town where I live, and I'm with a group of people that wants to really reinvigorate it because there's so much stuff going on. At any rate, you're to be congratulated. Happy to have you here with your ideas. You want to check out Tara Lynn's estate, if you will, Wonderfield Farm, spelled as you would imagine, wonderfieldfarm.com. Tara, thanks very much for being here on the American Family Farmer.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Select style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now, meeting and getting together every week, putting like minds together. That's kind of what this program is all about. A refresher course. If you don't get to listen to the whole program or you haven't heard some of our earlier programs, I invite you to go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which is our website where you can find all the podcasts. Most recent one, we are focused on some of the forever chemicals that have been found in Maine, a good warning shot fired with the experience they've had up there. Songbird Farms becomes a focus also, talking about the products that they take to market. And then we have a discussion with a fellow who's an attorney at Midwest Environmental Advocates. As you know, we've been spending a lot of time talking, and this week's program is kind of like that too. Permaculture, the idea of using the land better, making it healthier, regenerative agriculture, those sorts of things. And this fellow from Environmental Advocates, which is a nonprofit law center, has a lot of help for people who need it to keep the water that they use healthy, the land they use healthy, that sort of thing. So you can check that all out. I also talk about the federal milk marketing order and what nonsense it is. So you can hear my thoughts at the end of every program and the basic gist of the program and its ideas. And as I say, pretty much all the shows that we've ever done are at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. This week, my thoughts concern technology and something that bothers. There are all kinds of pests on the farm.
We have them. I've got a serious problem with coyotes on my farm. I got a similar problem with woodchucks, not necessarily on the farm, but in hay fields that I do and cornfields where I grow corn, woodchucks, because there are fewer coyotes. I guess I'm my own worst enemy here. I have to worry about the coyotes on the farm. This year we have, I think, dispatched 24, 25 coyotes in the last month or so. They grow in packs, and they've nested all around the farm. Certainly, it's not their fault that the area has been built up. But people, I get a kick out of some of the naivete in the neighborhood where there's a local community blog, and people wonder about, they see coyotes, and they think, ooh, coyotes are going to get your cat if you leave the cat out. They're going to get chickens if you have a backyard chicken pen. They're going to disrupt things. And on my farm, I'm concerned about them because of the young calves that are around, and chickens and ducks. We have them well penned and kept in during the night. In the daytime, they're free range, and we keep our eye open for coyotes, who sometimes are pretty bold. Not so much in the daytime as they might be in the nighttime, but they're still very dangerous, and so we don't put up with it. There are other menaces on farms. For example, mosquitoes. There are a lot of mosquitoes that are bugging, literally and figuratively, pardon the pun, the farm land, the animals that are there. We think of mosquitoes, and whenever we do, I do that. There are systems, however. Mosquitoes can be very dangerous to the animals as well, because many of them carry lots of really rotten stuff from water that's sitting around. So there's a new kind of mosquito system that you can get. It works with Alexa or Google Assistant, and it's a three-repeller kit plus a hub. I'm not being paid to advertise it. I just think it's kind of interesting. System is sold as a four-pack for about $800, I think. Covers 1,200 square feet. Some of them are large to 1,600 square feet. What they do is attract all of the mosquitoes that are around, day or night, and they get them with an EPA-registered synthetic molecule that will repel the mosquitoes. It doesn't kill them, it repels them. It's kind of like the stuff you throw on flowers like chrysanthemums. It's called the LIV system, L-I-V, the LIV system. Works by warming up a cartridge of liquid repellent inside a repeller, which diffuses it to the air and casts sort of a cloud around you. It's odorless, it's invisible, so you don't really see it, you don't smell it. It's 94% effective to get rid of all the mosquitoes that are in that sphere of influence, if you will. So as we're talking here about things that are a problem, mosquitoes are for humans and for some of the animals. They're going to bother the cows or the horses, but they'll bother some of the smaller animals that are more easily infected. So you might want to check it all out. Thermacell is what it's called. And you can get it, I guess, online on Amazon. You can look it up as far as that's concerned. I like to buy direct from the manufacturer and not support Amazon. The Live Smart Mosquito Repellent System from Thermacell. Here's a little helpful hint, hopefully, from Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer. It's Thermacell.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.